Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have rallied.
Wow.
You have donated Amazing. To our gas fund. And without further ado, we will tell you now that the tank is...
It's almost half full.
Almost
not,
half full.
Not
Rob,
quite half
Rob
full.
Early on the music.
Well, when you point...
I like it when it's... It's almost better to just go with it than to go... Like that.
I don't know that
quickest on-off that I've ever heard on an iPod.
I don't think you've ever pointed to anyone on this show except for me when you want music. Once the index came out, I was ready to go.
To me, the gas gauge is half empty.
But we're going to get to you in a second. But anyway, because wow. You're too giddy. We're grilling you today.
Okay,
all
good.
Right, anyway, so the bottom line is that we've got a gas fund that we are, as far as the tank, we're almost at a half a tank now?
Well, actually, we've got a full tank, I think, to get there. Now
Very
we need
good.
Now we need some help to get back.
So that means we are halfway
there. You
know what?
There. If it'll help, I'll stay.
We are. Well, it's a lot of weight in that RV, but less and less every day.
Sure.
Let's get right to it. This is...
Do you want the music now?
The donations for the gas fund. I want to thank Francisco Anguiano.
Francisco.
Junior.
He's from out of town.
Jennifer, Dedrick Allen, Michael Lee, Christopher Jarrett, Eric Fritz, Kelly Moore Robison, Robison, I should probably say, Christopher Anders, Douglas Berickman, Ryan Armitage, Joshua Barnes, Joel Rosenbaum, Luke Tolley, The Factory LLC,
Ooh.
Teresa Fitzgerald, Daniel D. Douglas, Mark C. Stalkup.
Hey!
Is that one somebody you know?
Mark Stalkup, that's my cousin Mark. He's awesome.
John Huff, Sarah Mee, Robert Cole, David Mason, Dylan the Breadman Campiotti, John Willoughby.
Hold it.
Yes.
The bread man?
We don't have time to linger on these boys.
I'm sorry.
John Willoughby, Justin Rosenfeld, Nathan Johnson, Michael Allardyce.
I'm surprised Rosenfeld ponied up the dough.
Anne Rauschar, Gretchen Latimer, Ken Diorio, Randall Asbury, Jason Schultz, Kelly Applegate, Diane Crum, Andy Breeden, sorry guys.
We should get Diane Crum together with the bread man.
Javier E. Soria, Ryan Walton, Chris Dutra, Ian Yeager, Samuel Reem.
Reem, baby.
David Johnson, Mark Cromer, Thomas McGraw, our good friend Cappy Pfeiffer.
Yay, Cappy.
Jeremy Selvage, Grant Davison, Stephen Noel, Jeremy Merrill, that's interesting. Jason Tipler, John Luoma, Amanda Lawhorn, Christian Maynard, Matthew Henshaw, John Davey, Joseph Pierce, Rick Rios, Stacy L. Anderson, David Kent, Joyce Barker, Gregory Hoffman, Harry Ginka, Heidi Benz, and David Black.
They are
all helping us with IoTrip Road Trip 2011.
Hold on, everybody.
Everybody
Sorry.
Is giddy.
Go
Let's
ahead,
all talk at the same time. Yes, sir. Do I have to? What do I have to do today? I'm not really sure. It's a nice energy, but it's just way too f***ing happy in this room tonight. I'm a week out of a job loss, so calm the F down.
It's the weather.
Thank you very much. Yes.
We're finally out of the low pressure.
All right. Maybe I'll start a point to everybody is after 20 years, we can't get our timing right on this show. Rob, what did you want to say?
Wanted to say I thought you were doing a great job.
Thanks.
I agree.
See, I knew it was something worthwhile
that.
Well, you know what?
Let's just start the goddamn show. I'm so irritated right now.
It wouldn't have worked anymore.
I am so irritated right now.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show
at
www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We played street football right there on the street. And this is where we had the greatest quarterback in the world. Our quarterback, he had to control 23 men on a side, and he was really great at it. You women don't know anything about it. You played with dolls and stuff like that. But here's a guy with an ingenious mind. He'd call a football play like this. He'd always get down on one knee and draw things. You know, he'd take a Coke bottle top. Now, listen to this now. Arnie, go down 10 steps and cut left behind the black Chevy. Filbert, you run down to my house and wait in the living room. Cosby, you go down to 3rd Street, catch the J bus. Have him open the doors at 19th Street. I'll fake it to you. George, that one fat kid they never thought of. What about me? You go long.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank
with Ross Bewack
and Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike!
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOmeraShow.com. It is Friday, September 30, 2011, and we are over 9 million downloads and still growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the best way to support the show. We ask for a lot, and I think we've demonstrated that you respond to us, and we are so very, very grateful. We do not take it for granted. And the Amazon page is a good way for you to get yourself a deal and just go through our website to give us a little credit for it. That's how it works. Bookmark it. Tell your friends. And Amazon has the Garmin GPS. It's compatible with the voices of the Mike O'Mara Show. Remember, when you think Amazon, think MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. We are delighted that you are supporting that company and supporting us at the same time. On today's show, got a lot to talk about. Want to say happy birthday to Robert III, who is celebrating his 9th birthday today.
I can't believe it.
Talk about that a little bit. Also, Oscars in Phoenix, where I believe the temperature is going to be 101 degrees today.
Nice.
Kind of weird that it's still that hot out
but
in Phoenix.
But his people like that.
They got a guy that I'm really happy they got, and we'll talk about that just a bit. Don't you normally talk about terrorism on the show, but I'm very happy about that.
Well, I thought you were talking about the Red Sox for some
reason. No, no. When I say Mark sleepwalking, you could also make that a Red Sox story as well. You could do that. also, when we get to the end of the show, we're going to try to do this until my brain starts to explode.
Okay.
The price is right for the yard sale. Yard sale 2011.
Pricing the
item. Yes.
With Rob.
You're excited,
forward
aren't
to the
you?
Weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
You got, hey,
yeah, can't you tell?
Pally,
yeah.
You got it down to one day. That's a huge victory.
No, I didn't.
No, you got it down for you to one day.
Well, I mean, I'm still living in the house.
Yeah, but
I'm still going to be here, so I'm not really sure.
Remember, if you, as the Cracker Jack salesman that I know you are, can move the product by noon on Saturday, it's over.
We'll see what happens. The last time we did this, and we have so much more crap.
Uh-huh.
The last time we did this, it went till, I think, 5, 6 o'clock in the evening on the day that we did it on Saturday. Now, we'll see. But, you know, my bride should be arriving shortly.
Good.
And at the end of the show, we're going to do the fire drill where Mr. Spiewak will lay out his prices on things, and we'll debate, and we'll see if it's worthwhile. But we're not going through any of the old clothing.
Okay.
My old fat man clothing, which I'm working on getting rid of this weekend. We'll see what happens with that. But what I first want to talk about is the birthday for Robert III.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think this is a great milestone that he's 9 years old, and you got to be thrilled. And I'm sorry that I ragged out on everybody at the beginning. But the show has, if I can pull back the curtain for a second here.
Sure.
The show has a certain energy.
Uh-huh.
And I can handle either giddy Buzz or giddy Rob.
Mm.
I can't handle giddy Rob and Buzz. We've got Friday Rob, which has been giddy as long as I have known him, and then we have giddy you with your f***ing secret world that
you don't
tell anybody about
show,
that pisses me off anyway. I have to leave. I have to be out of here by 12:30 today, but I'm not going to tell anybody like everybody else on the show does. Everybody says what's going on in their lives, but not me. So anyway, that's been a source of contention. And that's the second time this week you're doing it, and nobody knows why you have to skedaddle out of here. So if you're gonna say it, you gotta tell people what's going on, you're gonna drive us nuts.
I have a secret haircut today. I have a hair appointment at 1 p.m.
Jesus.
In order to make it, I need to leave at 12:30.
Jesus Christ. See, that's all it takes is you say that, you immediately first of all it's mundane, and so we move on.
And on Wednesdays I coach Pop Warner. I mean,
see,
I don't understand.
Buzz
is old. He is actually coaching Pop Warner.
RJ and I were talking about you, Buzz, and we were talking about the fact that when you had to skedaddle for whatever it was earlier in the week. And we talked about it on the show, actually, after you left, that, you know, everybody's done that. And we have tremendous flexibility on this show that people come and go as they please.
It's a blessing, really.
This was the first one, though, that we ever remember where nobody was kind of like really saying exactly what it was.
Right.
And that got everybody.
You're absolutely right about that. you've described it perfectly.
See, you guys can agree.
And I think you may have just, covered yourself with me on that, by the way you just said that.
Good.
That might be...
I couldn't be more relieved.
You might be fine now.
You're good.
You might be fine. I was going to do 10 minutes on it, but you've handled it.
Well, all right.
You rarely handle it, but you've handled it.
Well, thank you.
You've handled it today.
I'm proud of that.
So that's it. So it's a big weekend in the O'Mara household. I know it's a big weekend in the Spiewak household.
It is.
I mean, it's a kid's birthday, so unlike wives, kids' birthdays are not weekend-long celebrations at that age, right?
No.
It's one night.
Actually, tonight we're going to do a family thing. He still won't tell me what he wants to do. I think we're going to end up bowling tonight.
Okay,
I think we're
going to
put everyone in the car and go bowling. We'll bring Jabril, of course, things 1, 2, and 3.
I love the bowling.
I do, too.
I enjoy it. I could go bowling. I enjoy it at all times. As a matter of fact, when Carl and I were talking about the fact that, you know, that we need to have more productive downtime as far as like doing things for the house and not going out and going shopping or going gambling.
Yeah,
you know, it's a new world. No, but
downtime.
The fact is, bowling, I would get into a bowling league.
Me too.
Bowling is very Roseanne.
Oh, yes. I like bowling a lot. And here's the deal. Robert's on my page. He doesn't like the new fancy shishi bowling alley.
Good for him.
He doesn't like the one that serves anything with goat cheese on it. He doesn't like it with that has a photo booth.
Goat cheese in this.
They have a goat cheese salad at this pizza. At this,
I'm sorry.
Bowling alley.
That's un-American.
Mike, it's Kingpins.
I'm sorry.
I'll go ahead and mention them by name. I'll call them out. It's Kingpins of Leesburg.
Can you get a Chardonnay with that?
It is. The alley is so clean. First of all, you damn near kill yourself because it is slick. They've got...
They have normal looking people that work behind the counter?
Beautiful people.
That's not right.
I know.
That's not the way it's supposed to be.
And they've got three huge screens that show sporting events over the lanes.
Goiters.
Exactly.
Goiters are acceptable in bowling alleys.
What you want to see is a missing limb. What you want to see is a deformity.
You know, I grew up when I was a little kid, I was in a bowling league. And I think bowling leagues and bowling alleys, you're supposed to have, like here in Manassas, we've got, the land of misfit toys. Over there.
What you're not looking for, you're not looking for the dregs of society.
No,
you're
but
looking,
you get them sometimes.
No, but if you were to classify, you're looking for, I think, maybe from 30 to 50%
right.
of the quality. If 100% quality is like the President of the United States,
exactly.
You're looking for your 30 to 50s down there.
30
now,
to
I 50s. Spent a lot of time in bowling alleys growing up because my parents were in leagues and Big Daddy was a pro bowler. So bowling, big in our family. And so I go to this place, and when the alley is so shiny that it's reflecting the big screen TV that's above it, and it's disorienting, and you're afraid that you're going to fall
because
it's too clean, that's no good. And never, never goat cheese anywhere.
But a bowling alley is a place where you wake up on a Saturday morning, you don't take a shower, you put a hat on, and you can go into a bowling alley, and nobody gives a rat's ass.
I can find you some nice, normal, average American bowling alleys around here, and I think we should do it. I think we should do it again this winter. I would love for
I'd
us
love
to bowl again.
You've got a Bowl America right up the street, and you know it's great. Is in Leesburg, we have the Village Lanes.
The Village Lanes. Mm-hmm. Well, there she is. Mrs. Right. O'Mara has arrived.
Hi,
ladies
Carla.
In her lovely
Carla,
stripes.
Have a seat. We're going to get to you at the end
straight
of the show.
Straight out of jail.
You can pull her a microphone up here. I was talking about the fact that you and I were discussing doing a little bowling this season and getting out there and doing a little bowling league, which might be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Do you still
sure.
have one of the balls that you got?
You know what? I think, did we leave those balls up in New York? Some of those.
We had a set in New York. We had a set down here.
Mm-hmm. I think I've got one in the garage.
I've got mine.
Yeah, I've got mine and my shoes.
I won't be selling it though, that's for sure.
Good.
Like I'll be selling everything else here. So it'll be bowling tonight at the Shishi place?
No. We're going to go to the Village Lanes where it was sort of built on level ground. Mm-hmm. The further you get, the lanes start from one. I think it's a 32 lane place, one side. If you're on lane one, go ahead and aim for lane two. That's how warped these floors are.
See, that's the way I like it.
It's fun. It's great.
Bowling.
I do too.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a non-smoking atmosphere, but it still smells like the 40 years of smoke.
Of course.
I
would be willing. That ain't going anywhere.
And Robert loves the bowling alley food. So tonight for dinner, he'll just get, and you can spend $20 at the bowling alley snack bar and get the world. Mm-hmm. You can get the world for $20.
The fried mushrooms.
Wonderful, yes.
And the chicken sandwich. Yeah. The fried chicken sandwich. The best.
Yeah.
Bowling alley food is the best.
So that's what we'll probably do tonight. Now, next week, we're going to get together the gang of the neighborhood kids, like, Jabril and Wyatt, who leaves his mouth open all the time. Mm. Just lets it hang open
Wyatt.
All the time. Wyatt. Wyatt's one of these. Hey, Mr.
Wyatt.
Spiewak.
Hey, Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Always with the mouth. He must have the driest mouth ever.
Good.
Wyatt with the mouth that's open. And all the kids from the neighborhood.
So glad I don't live in your neighborhood.
It does.
You know what, Mike? Me too.
It does make us feel old to think that some of these Spiewaks are 9 years old.
Not for me. I think it hasn't flown by.
I think we
followed Robert's progress quite nicely
that's
here.
True,
and I feel more old when I think about
years.
my, when I'm taking my two girls to high school.
Yeah.
That's when I feel elderly.
good.
But when I do, when I did, I was reflective last night. It's a good thing I wasn't drinking last night because I would it would have ended up in tears.
You weren't drinking at all?
No, I haven't had a drink since I started the program.
Oh, my God. No wonder you're such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. You know, do you hate Friday? I always thought you had a sort of a soft spot.
No,
Friday,
you guys, I told you the reason why. You guys came in all giddy. And
I know, but you
I got to be hauling to junk and doing.
But you said you can handle Friday, Rob. I always
I could. No, you didn't listen. Uh-huh. I said
what?
I could handle Buzz being giddy or you being giddy
right.
separately. When you're both giddy,
that's
it's
the
just,
problem.
And that's why the show started out. The show started out with this manic energy of everybody talking.
Every word you said, and I'm asking. You said, "quote You can handle Friday, Rob." But I always thought you enjoyed Friday, Rob.
I do.
Okay,
I do. In fact,
that's what I wanted to know because it wasn't 3 days ago. I was told
no,
I was unnecessary.
No,
still
no.
Still on that.
Normally Friday, Rob. Is not met by Giddy Buzz.
Okay.
So Friday, Robin, Giddy Buzz, I'm just ready to put a gun in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. Thank you very Do you understand?
I definitely
Mark and I are pretty heavy duty thinking about like the nuts and bolts and just really just kind of, we have these serious discussions about what's coming. And then, you know, and then round about 10:30, Buzz rolls in. And uh-huh. 1 minute before we start the show, Rob rolls in. And and it comes in. And today it was like, have it. It was all I could do. I said, save it all for the show. Mm-hmm. Save it all for the show. And then the show starts.
So we save it for the show and we get yelled at.
You got yelled at because you were all talking at the same time. That's what it was. And we've been working together for a long time.
That's true.
Normally that
a
doesn't
long,
happen.
A long, long time.
So, all right.
Mike,
now,
do you need something to eat?
What?
You're a little cranky.
No.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ.
So now,
oh, my God.
So now you have a triple combination.
Yeah, now I got a triple threat.
And
now
that's
I got
a problem.
Threat. I
and Frankie's
really
here.
No, so the bottom line, since I have to explain this, since you're being...
No, I'm not asking you to explain. I just wanted to know if it's okay to be Friday, Rob.
You are always Friday, Rob. You always
even
been,
on a Thursday.
Because
sometimes.
Even though you only work on this show, you still it's still Friday.
Another
and we've had a,
truth.
And we've had a long you know work week.
True.
And it's you know you're giddy and that's fine. It's just it was Friday, Rob meets and I don't even you're always Friday, Rob. He's not always Giddy Buzz.
Okay.
So that's the thing about it. Mark, can I help me? I'm trying to punch out of this because I'm being scrutinized.
No, you're not.
Yes.
The problem is it's just overwhelming to have the two energies going simultaneously.
Right.
Okay. And Rob, you get that a lot.
Right.
And so you've learned how to hone that in when it's just Rob. But then when you have Buzz on top of that,
right.
You explode.
Right.
And you know,
Jesus Christ, just trying to do a little
shit. And we're without Oscar, who normally absorbs some of the energy. Coldness.
You know what? And that is why uh-huh. when that is probably a little bit of it too, that and I hate to say this because I hate to tell everybody how much I love everybody's participation
right.
in the show, but I really, really do. And I like the fact that we're all flexible. Lord knows I like my own flexibility mm-hmm. on this show. Mm-hmm. And but now, and I include everybody in this room. And Oscar, it's like when everybody's here,
yeah.
it's like
there's
the perfect little
a balance.
Balance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Souffle.
And it's right.
It's a
like
souffle.
Because it works. And sometimes when that balance is off, even a little bit, it's just, for me personally, it makes it just a little odd. And then throw in that equation. So maybe we're really looking too far behind the curtain here, but that's my point. That's the point I was trying to make.
Well, we shall all keep it in check.
Today. And
particularly when Oscar's absent.
And you know, honest to God, I thought, I said something to you, 3 days ago? But what did I say, that you weren't necessary to
no,
the show?
No, it wasn't you who said it.
Who said it?
Did I say it?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God.
Carla said it
that?
On the phone.
What did she say?
She said, well,
right.
Rob's not necessary.
No.
Why did you say that?
Something,
I don't even remember that.
About the yard sale.
Yeah, but it
we
was
don't
sort
need
of
him
it,
anymore.
It was sort of indicative
God.
Of everything.
Now I understand why he held on to it. It was something. I've said horrible things right. to Rob
He's
for 20 years. Rob said horrible things
joking.
To me for 20 years. Yeah.
You're very necessary, Rob.
I'm sure.
You are.
Well,
Rob doesn't get jokes.
You shut up, Mark. You're not helping either.
Mark, you're doing a very good job.
Oh, thank you.
You're really stepping up for the Bolivian today.
Yeah,
you really
thank
are.
You.
Thank all right. you.
Friday Mark.
Yes.
You're being really smart over there, just keeping a dull profile.
Friday Mark is only Friday Mark till sundown.
Good point.
How was your Rosh Hashanah?
The Rosh Hashanah was fine.
The what?
You know,
what is that?
Rosh Hashanah, it's the Jewish New Year.
Oh, okay.
Carla.
Happy
sure.
5772.
Oh, cool.
Heard a lot of the shofar this weekend, but yeah, it's okay. You know, my whole problem.
I'm in such a great mood now. I am really sorry. I know I sucked a little of the energy out of the room with the two boys.
I'm now depressed.
I think you made your point clear.
Yes.
And I feel better.
I like there was all that spot for me to talk made me feel needed.
This show is so therapeutic for me, and I'm sorry. And I know there are a bunch of people out there. We all have our little pockets of lovers and haters of the show. People listen all the time and very loyal to the show. But I know that I am going to have that segment of people that really get ragged at me. They're going to be really pissed at me today. I know, and I want to apologize to all of you.
I have my first major hater.
You do?
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
really? Really?
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's not going to be able to.
She can't stand me.
Oh, it's an excellent. She posts all the time.
Really?
On our website, she will go off about how she can't stand my voice and and I contribute nothing and I tell the worst story.
Just joking, Mark.
I'm now in your camp, Rob.
Mark, I've said a lot of crap about you, but I've always felt you were extremely necessary.
You too, Rob.
Man. God damn. I swear to God.
Mark is not going to be able to let this one go.
Nope. So you got Melanie, and I don't know. I don't want to sound egotistical here, but I have so many that I'm not able to really identify
right.
all of them.
Right.
And, you know, it's but I mean, it's the whole thing. It's the whole cocktail that is this show.
Yeah.
But there are people that will say to me today that will hear the beginning of that show and go, hey, what's the deal, Mike?
Right.
Lighten up on Buzz and Rob and stuff. And Buzz and Rob will put it away quicker than the listener
yes,
will.
Sure. Yes.
And I feel just, I feel, think, there, that's the guilt that I felt.
Nah.
No, don't feel
just
guilt.
A little bit.
Now, before I derailed it with my selfish question about yes. Friday, Rob, mm-hmm. I was saying that I was feeling introspective last night. I was up at midnight and I saw that it was Robert's birthday.
Yes.
And it got me to thinking how fast the 9 years has passed
mm-hmm.
and that really, it does seem like just a few days ago that we, and you know, he was an easy birth. He was
right.
a planned cesarean well,
sure,
section.
Sure, for you.
Well,
yeah. yeah.
But it was an appointment. It was
right.
a doctor's appointment. We mm-hmm. got to go into the hospital at 9 in the morning. He was like clockwork. He was easy, just a perfect kid for 2.5 years, and then he was diagnosed with the cancer.
Yeah. Right.
And that 3 years and change is kind of a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And just what he has been through is so remarkable for me. Even as an outsider, and I'm not really an outsider, but as far as he's the one who did the suffering, he's the one
right.
who had the shots and the mm-hmm. spinal taps and the treatment and the pills, the mouthfuls and mouthfuls of pills.
Fear and discomfort.
Yes,
yeah.
I was an outsider looking at that, mm-hmm. and the way he just skipped through it, just mm-hmm. beautifully,
mm-hmm.
and he drives me nuts as mm-hmm. any 9-year-old boy does. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But God, I love him.
Oh, he's that's good.
Aww. Yeah.
That's good.
Got to applaud that.
Such a remarkable kid.
You too.
I like yep. that. Aww. That's good. That's good. And you know what? You have been through it with him. And it's just, we've all been there watching you deal with this and how you guys all, at least to us on the outside, further outside looking in, you know, you got through that thing with him. And it's hysterical when you talk about Julia and Robert, and mm-hmm. We say happy birthday, happy ninth mm-hmm. birthday
they
to him.
So cute.
Well, and now that now with the love that you're sharing, and God knows you shared it on Facebook with him, which wrote a very very poignant, nice note
yes.
About Robert on Facebook. And now to the other side of that coin,
yes.
where I will
Thank
ask you
for pulling me back in,
based on the fact that you have you've been commenting about. Robert III, that he's been a bit of a handful lately.
Yeah, and, it's been about 6 weeks.
And now birthdays, wow. I know, especially a 9-year-old birthday, kids can get a little bit ramped up.
Well, I had a yelling match not with him today, but with the missus.
Really?
Why?
Because Carrie's first birthday surprise. Jeez. Now, Carrie's family has always put more value on birthdays than my family does.
Okay.
Now, right. That's because I think I was, you know, I was an only child, but essentially, my mom was one of eight, and I was kind of the ninth kid in that family.
Okay.
Because I was the first grandchild. My dad, one of five.
Right.
And lots of kids, there's always a birthday. So you know what? Maybe a card, a phone call. If we're feeling creative, we might get together and do something.
Mm-hmm.
But in Carrie's family, a birthday, like Carrie issued a statement last week. She says, I said, what was your schedule on Friday last week? And she says, I'm off. I'm always off on my birthday. I never work on my birthday.
She posted that on Facebook. Yeah. I saw that.
And that's like
it
her
must
deal.
Must be a Virgo.
Now, is this, it might be Virgo, or is it female male?
I think
female,
it's,
I think
it might be a little female, too.
I think it's, and I hate this phrase, it's the perfect storm. It's a female Virgo from her
phrase.
Family.
Yeah. Oh,
the birthdays have always had more value.
A trifecta.
So Carrie says, we're going to start out Robert's day. We're going to get him up. Right. And as a surprise, on the way to school, we're going to go to McDonald's and get him breakfast, which he loves McDonald's breakfast.
Okay.
All kids do.
Right.
And Julia knows this, and I know this, and Carrie knows this. Robert doesn't. Mm. He gets in the car, and he starts saying, Mom, you missed the turn. Mm-hmm. And then he finally gets to McDonald's. He says, happy birthday, Robert. It's McDonald's. You can have anything you want for breakfast. He says, I wanted to go to school for breakfast, and now you're going to make me late.
Oh, ooh,
wow.
Oh.
So Carrie comes home and she's got the Sarah Jessica Parker. She got the long face. Because not only Carrie is off today, she really didn't have to roll out of bed at 7.
Right.
And God knows that woman loves
it. Because it was
going to
be the super treat, and then right. It just blows up in her face.
And so Carrie says, da 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 da, and can you go to Giant and get his favorite ice cream? I said, why in the hell are we getting the kid ice cream? He just yelled at you. He has no respect for you. He has no respect for me. She says, because he's 9 and it's his birthday. I said, I don't care if it's his
with
birthday.
You. I'm with you.
He's going to get his damn ice cream, and then I'm going to take his Xbox away because he doesn't show respect to you or
right.
his sister or to me. And if we don't start acting on this now, it's going to be detrimental not only to us,
right
but
on.
To him for the rest
I
of his
agree.
Life. And she said,
damn.
And she said, it's his birthday.
So what?
I said, I don't care.
Ice
and
cream
I
for
said,
ice cream before school or
no,
ice cream
no,
for, tonight,
tonight,
for later.
For later, okay.
And I further right. said, I said, I don't care that it's his birthday. And further, I'd appreciate a little bit of support when I take the reins and show some discipline in this house.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Rob.
Well, I said, I know it's his birthday.
Right.
We'll make him have a nice night. But we need to address this morning because he can't, his birthday gift can't be to ruin your day
right.
with impunity.
Right.
And no one gets that.
And when it's explained to him, you know this. I'm not going to tell you how to parent. You know you're a perfectly good parent.
Yes.
You're a full-timer, unlike me being a part-timer. But I will tell you this. When you sit him down, it's like, you got to realize how much, what am I hearing?
It's constant jingle.
What is going on?
It's Frankie's.
The reindeer have
Carla
arrived.
Carla is scratching.
Get out of here.
Hey, dog, you're unnecessary. Go.
No, that's mean.
That is mean.
Sit him down.
That dog will remember that.
You got it. What I would stress is the fact that Carrie got up in the morning and she lives to please him. That's the best part of her day.
She got out of bed.
Is getting out of bed and taking him to McDonald's, and he just pooped in her mouth.
The thing is,
wow, that probably has to be edited out right there. I wouldn't say that to the kid either.
Not in that context.
Right, exactly.
But what it boils down to, it's something I've been trying to drill into him for 6 weeks, and that's respect. And that really is so many things go down.
If you
look
really
at all
important.
The small issues, keeping your room clean is respectful for those who live around you.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your homework is respectful for your teacher.
Right.
You know, treating your parents with respect.
It's
God,
big.
It's in the Bible.
And it gets in, you're getting
respect
it early.
Respect your parents.
And I'm getting it. And
right.
all parents get that. And that's part of the deal is just a little bit of respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not when I'm in the car with Mr. French and we're picking the girls up from the prom to have a big fight as to who's going to stay in what bedroom.
Right.
When I've got Mr. French that just wanted to come out with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he just wanted to see what was happening at prom because he... No, he was driving because I'd had 2 beers.
Ah.
Thank you. Or maybe 4.
I thought RJ was excited that he scored a ticket to the prom.
No.
Mike,
RJ
I went
was,
on StubHub.
I didn't say this to the kids. RJ was nice enough. And so the next morning I had to have the lecture of, hey, please don't fight when we're,
right.
you know, you're having a sleepover. You had your fantastic prom. And it's just it's the constant reminders that
and
kids need.
I know it's going to work because, as you recall, 18 months ago, Julia, I was about to set up to Lorton or to a high security prison.
Right.
Because Julia had me at the end of my
when
rope.
When you called her John Dillinger,
right.
that's when we all knew she had some issues.
But she has really come around and really helped
good.
And really
because
sort
you stayed
of,
on top
yeah,
of it.
I think so,
right.
righted the ship.
Yep.
But the thing, with,
you're right.
the thing with Robert is I got to ride him hard. And I hope he understands this, even if it's just, you know, implicit.
Scared
right.
straight.
I don't.
And he wears his heart on his sleeve a little more than Julia, right?
Oh, he's emotional.
So he lets you know it right away.
You know what's weird is he looks a lot like me. Julia looks just like Carrie, but the personalities are switched.
Right.
He's a lot
okay.
not like Carrie.
Right.
And
lets it all hang out.
Yeah, and it's I just hope he knows I don't enjoy this.
Right.
And I've told him this.
He will.
But I hope he digs the fact that I like when he's good. I like when we can have fun. Yeah. I like when I don't have to tell him do this, do this, do this, mm-hmm. because he's starting to sink in that, you know, I've been telling you for 5 years, clean this room.
And I don't know because I don't have a son. I've got two daughters. But I think in the case of, you know, the boy, you're the hammer man.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta stay on that pedal.
And I think you'll back me up.
And he will appreciate your discipline as he gets older.
God,
he
I
really
hope so.
Will.
I mean, and there are no two closer guys than me and my dad as far as a
Or he'll completely
thing.
Rebel.
Yeah. But I remember it was about this age that my folks split.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and I had a few really bad years.
Right.
I remember
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
Because, you know, you're becoming a man,
mm-hmm.
and you know, at 9, it's not a little early, but you're still in the get-go stage.
So you will have the talk with him later today
when he gets home.
Oh, good, and then let him have a great birthday.
LB can cool down, mm-hmm. and I say, you know, and we can do, and we still tonight is still your night, man.
Will he rag out as soon as you talk to him, or will he?
He'll get mad and he'll go to his room,
uh-huh.
and he'll close the door and he'll, you know, complain and be bitchy and pissy for a while. Mm-hmm. He was bitchy and pissy, and that's a great morning show if you've ever heard
bitchy
it.
Bitchy. Yeah. I love them.
I'm bitchy.
And I'm pissy.
Mm-hmm.
I forget why he got... Oh, we caught him in a lie last night.
Oh, really?
And I think it's a lie. I don't know. We really couldn't get the cemented evidence. He came home, and for a snack, he had a frozen pizza, and I think he did egg rolls, too. And I said, Robert, this is just too much, and you need
now, that's
to
that's not anybody's personality except the guy I'm looking at right now.
Well, he's a growing boy. And so he got really, really, and, you know, we got into a, never yelling, but back and forth.
Right.
I said, you really, you misstepped this one. This was a mistake, and you know it. And
then to eat the frozen pizza and the egg rolls?
I want me to have a frozen pizza after school.
A
you
frozen
can't have
pizza.
A meal
it's
after
like having
school.
Dinner. Right.
Right. And so I finally, he got mad, and I
best
said,
time to eat though when you come over.
If you want anything, God. Have a piece of fruit, damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I offered him 130 milligrams of broccoli before I cooked it.
And he didn't take it?
But he was mad at me, and I was upset, but I needed him. Okay, showbiz coming through. Mm-hmm. I needed him to be on my KCJJ show because it's his birthday, and I teased it in the open.
Uh-huh.
I needed it.
Already teased it. Got
to
do it.
I said, I need you to do this. So he came down, and by the time the tape started, he was happy again.
Okay.
So he's not a grudge holder, but he does have a temper. He burns hot and fast, mm-hmm. and it's behind him.
Well, let us
but
know on Monday how it goes.
I just hope that, you know, we get to a point where the burning hot and fast is less frequent.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with the kids. You never know.
And I will say this.
Say within 8-9 years, you're going to probably be solved.
Well, in 8-9 years, I'll be dead. He is a great kid, and he has been through a lot, and I try to cut him some slack because of that.
Yeah, but that also can go the other way, you know?
I need the respect.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, we'll find out on Monday how the birthday celebration
recap
goes. We got to take a break. We are running super late.
Whoa.
When we come back, it's Oscar and Phoenix. We got a plug in for that. We'll also talk about Mark sleepwalking.
Yes.
And then we got to get right to it because Rob's going to start pricing what we've got on the yard sale, and we need that. That's a personal necessity.
Yeah.
Take a break. Come right back.
Say it, man. Don't walk ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the people that are making Iowa 2011 possible. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, all you have to do is go to SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. Remember, when you support Encore, you're supporting this show because
that's
the
right.
fact is we would not be in that RV heading out for road trip 2011, where we're bringing video cameras and we're going to torture each other for like 4 days if it wasn't for Encore. So please get your free life insurance quote. That's all we ask, for a free quote. And you might be surprised that you get an incredible deal out of it at the same time. Is it too much to ask?
It's
I know
not
we're,
at
I don't
all.
Think
look,
so.
I know we're constantly asking things of you, but this is the kind of stuff that can benefit you. So when you help us, you help yourself too. 866-347-5748. They will do all the work for you.
Yes.
They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore! Insurance Services, official sponsor of our Iowa road trip.
Yeah. I right. called them, and you know what free quote they gave me?
What's that?
Death to all tyrants.
Well, they got that one guy, Al Awiakiaki, or whatever
now,
his name is.
Do you have to call them, or can you do it via the website?
You can go to their website and get the information there, or you just call them and you give them the information
okay,
that way. Both ways work, correct?
Both both ways work.
And I love hearing that that lovely couple with a brand new baby that decided they needed life insurance.
Some of our listeners already in.
But the important thing is, even if you have an existing policy, you want to tweak it. And in this day and age, who does not want to save every nickel they can?
Right.
They can help you
right,
with that.
Right, Mark.
Now, Mark, you're sleepwalking. Can it keep till Monday? Because we are horrifically late on the show.
No problem.
I am.
He's a sleepwalker.
Didn't he just spend the night at our house the other night?
Yes, he did.
So that was...
That when he came in on you naked?
Coincidence?
Oh, my
that
God.
Was, I don't think so.
You don't remember?
I wasn't sleepwalking.
Why do I laugh? Anyway. So we'll get to that. We'll get to that on Monday's show because we have to get the audio vault. We have to get... You know, I just... I've been doing it a lot lately, and we're just going to have to expand the damn show. That's all we're going to have to do. We've got Oscar in Phoenix. Let's get that plug in.
Sure.
Where's he going to be? Do we know where he's going to be?
Yes, he's going to be in Tempe, Arizona at the Four Peaks Brewery on Saturday, October 1st at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. They have the new pumpkin ale, you know.
Oh, that's he loves that stuff.
Yes, he does. His people do.
That's good stuff. They like the pumpkin?
I think they do.
We'll have to discuss that when he gets back. Bolivians like pumpkin. The Latin American likes pumpkin.
I've decided it. Yes.
Well, he's Puerto Rican. Why don't you ask Mr. Diaz?
How do you feel about pumpkin?
Do you like the flavor of pumpkin there, RJ?
I love it.
Me too.
There's your answer.
Squashes, cumin.
All right, Carla, move out that curtain right there. And now, do you have stickers, or are we going to keep a record of these things?
I have stickers.
Okay.
Right here. Maybe Rob can write it down, or should I? I should probably do that.
Mark is the best one for writing.
Yeah, give Mark the... Mark will do the writing.
I am.
You will do the presenting to Rob, and then we will negotiate the prices for this. We're not going to bore you with any of the items that aren't... You know, our clothing items, because that's going to be really kind of a flat rate
Any
for that
sport
one.
Jackets priced to move?
You know what? I have a couple of sport jackets.
I'd like to look at them.
I have sport jackets. You guys will have dibs on everything, of course, before you head out today.
Here it comes!
It's time for the pricing game!
Yay.
Find out exactly what we're going to do. We're going to try to keep this as brief as possible, because we know that some of you are going to be mad at me for that, too. Because that's the way it goes.
There's so many reasons to dislike Mike today.
I enjoy this part.
The first item is artificial boobs.
Really? What? Ever been used?
Let me see, Carla.
I'll take
those. New in box?
Let me see. We need it on microphone to Deva.
You know what they look like? Boneless, skinless cutlets.
All right. Exactly. All right, this is called Fashion Forms New Bra, Divine Body Bra for the Modern Woman.
Now, are you sure you want to sell this, Mike, with the weight loss? These might come in handy.
Can I feel those?
Now, Mike, when did you get these for yourself?
I got these about a month ago.
Oh.
Now, these are inserts, right? You put them in a bra to give you boobs.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. Rob, we need a price on this.
I don't know what they retail for, because thank goodness in my household, we've never needed those.
There you go, baby.
Yes, thank you, Carrie.
Right.
I would say $10.
$10 it is. Carla,
they're new in box, never used, right?
What was
the actual retail value?
I would say at least
$60.
$60.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're going to come with a certain...
you got no argument with me.
You got a haze hanging over them because it's, you know, even if you could say they've never been used.
Yeah, they might have been in somebody's bra. Yeah.
There's someone else's bra.
$10 it is.
$10.
$10.
$10 for the new bra.
$5 for the left one. $4 for the right
one. You can put it right back where you got it, Carl, if you want to do that.
Oh, he's going to sticker it.
Oh, he's going to sticker it?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing, that's going to take too long.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Actually, Mark, why don't you make a list, and then we can sticker them after the program.
All right,
okay, Rob, I'll do that.
Thank you, Mark.
No, Mark doesn't need
Mark,
to do that.
Mark, you're necessary.
All right, Carla, get the next item up for bids
next
on the prices, right?
She's gone behind the curtain.
God, the show.
Pull out yet another
I need a
item.
Slower clock today. I need a slower clock.
Turn on the light for the Red Sox clock.
Yeah, for years you were mad that the Red Sox clock was broken.
Hey, Buzz, while we're doing this, can you look online and see if...
Francona's out yet.
It's an iPod docking clock radio. Is it fully functional?
Now, that's not the gift that RJ gave you last
Christmas,
is it?
No, that's the one I still use. I still use RJ's gift.
Okay, good.
Now, one thing, this reminds me, yard sale protocol, you're going to want to have an extension cord running outside people can check all electronics.
This is Catherine's. We got this. Looks like
she know you're selling it?
Looks like it's got a little dent in it. See that dent?
What?
It's got a little dent on the side.
I don't think so,
see
Mike.
That?
I don't see it.
Oh, if there's a dent, then there's something you can do to fix it. Put the price tag over the dent.
All right, so this is, I believe, fully functional. It's an iPod docking unit. You can do it with a variety of iPods. It is practically brand new.
Stereophonic sound, high fidelity.
It's got stereophonic sound. It will work when we plug it in because it has nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly good. Throw a price on it.
I would say $12, but take $8.
All right, $12.
No, well, then start at $15.
$12.
$12?
Yeah. You know why? Because
he knows.
I just know. If it's something that's electronic, it's going to come with...
$15.
$15.
Okay.
Carla, $15.
Ah, right. Frames.
All right, frames. We have frames here. This is good. On the Price is Right. We have a fall leaf frame.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
All right.
Okay, if I can quote my friend from American Pickers, Frank Fritz.
Yes.
When I saw the two frames, I knew I had to bundle them.
Bundle them.
You got to bundle those together, put the other one on top so they can see both of them, and you sell that for $8.
$8. There we go. That's
both
good.
Frames.
That's the Price is Right movie. That works so very well.
Now $8 and expect five?
No, you get eight for that.
You think so?
You're gonna get some hen, some
yenta. Hey, Carla,
that wants frames.
And when we get a chance, I want you to bring the big green chair in here, because that I'm really curious as to what Rob's gonna.
She looks a little confused out there.
All right.
Doesn't she?
I don't know.
Not to me.
It's a different yard sale than last year.
She looks like Vanna White on propanol.
S&D Mark.
But still, what's not, the next but item? Still necessary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we have here?
We have
a box of stationery from the Edge.
What is this?
What is that?
Turn it around so we can see.
It's a cutting board with a stand.
Set of cutting boards for your kitchen.
Packaged.
It's still new in package. How many cutting boards are there?
Four.
There are four cutting boards, and they are plastic, right?
Yes.
All right,
see, these are excellent because they don't hold disease. This has a great value because it is still new in the plastic.
Hey, RJ, you think you'd stay on your feet and maybe help Carla with this?
That's a $10 product right there.
Are you sure?
$10.
Can he help you? Can he assist you?
Because it's new in plastic, new in box, and the fact that it has a lovely display.
$10?
$10, yeah.
$10.
I say 15.
See, that surprises me. 15?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to... God, that stuff, you're making it difficult because I really want to get five more.
I mean, that's
more.
I know. That's
what do you think?
Packaged.
I was thinking 10, maybe 12.
$10.
Maybe 12, but I 10, I think.
I like $10.
Uh-huh. Isabella Kitchen and Popcorn Maker.
It's the Bella Kitchen Popping Maker Popcorn.
Now, this is from last year, so I have a price tag on it from what you told me last year. Let's see if it matches up with
that's right
now.
Okay, is it new in box?
It's brand new.
Has it ever been used?
No.
I would say on that, $12.
It was 15 last year.
All right. Mark everything up.
Yeah. Hey, you know
he's
what's
being
great?
Cheap.
But that didn't sell.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, smart guy. It didn't sell at 15.
So $12 this year?
Yeah, do you want to keep it?
Right.
No. Market at 30. You're so smart.
Why the hell didn't that say? Calm down.
Such
God,
much.
What's wrong with you today? Swear to God, I'm going to give you Ritalin. What?
$12?
$12 is fine. He's so lippy. That'd be great,
it's
Mike.
It's Friday.
Hey, Mike. Hey.
Okay, I priced this stuff for you. I go too high, I get yelled at. I go too low,
I didn't yell at you.
It's the extra closet rod, Mike.
All right, let's continue. God.
It's brand new.
Swear to God.
Inbox.
Uh-huh.
Is that an actual price tag on it from
it
what
is,
you paid? What
but
did
I'm going to cover that.
Are you going to cover it?
I have a figure in mind.
Well, I think $4.
Okay, it was $9.99.
Okay, so a little less than half.
$4 is a good one.
But don't cover it up because you want people to see
I don't
the
like,
actual
you
price.
Know what I don't
You're
like?
Right,
I don't
I
like
agree.
12 and 4. I like 5.
I know.
And it, just on the simple,
yeah, but
simple
the
math.
Numbers,
is that 5 is way away from 10.
But when people see 4, they'll spend it because it's not 5.
You're right.
Seriously, that's
absolutely
how they think.
That's
right.
Why gas is always something in 99 one-hundredths of a cent.
I don't mind going cheaper on this. I really don't mind going cheaper. Carl, it's a one-hour show.
Not anymore.
Used to be.
There we go.
Used to be a one-hour
show. Now here she comes with another item. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Are these some of the items
this
from last year?
From last year also.
This is for Buzz to grow pot.
You can grow weed in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
it is a planter with a light built in.
It's an aero garden.
Uh-huh.
And I have another price tag from what you told me to.
Okay.
So this did not sell last year.
This did not sell. I'm going to say on that, I don't think it's a mover. I say $10.
Last year it was 30.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah. Well, no wonder.
No wonder.
All right.
I seem to recall arguing about that one.
$10. I agree.
You were in a better way last year.
I was drinking
underselling
last year.
We were drinking last year.
You see, if it doesn't sell.
No, and I agree. I want it gone.
They didn't sell.
Here's another one
that's from last year, the Aero Guard.
It has another price tag on it.
A lot of weed
Okay, if it didn't sell last time, here's what you need to do. You need to bundle those.
Okay.
Two for 25.
Yeah.
2 for $25. Done.
Right.
Sold.
Yep.
Sold.
He's right. He's right.
People love getting more, and you're getting rid of more.
Right.
This is true.
Keep in mind, Mike, how close you are to just throwing this stuff away.
This is no idea.
Maybe even before the show.
It's a cowboy
hat. It's a hat made of licorice.
This is Mike's hat that he bought.
Where?
Mike bought this hat.
Where?
Yeah, let me
wore it.
That brings up the price.
Why do you get it all banged up?
This is crap.
It is not crap.
You need to autograph the inside of
that. I think he thought he was a cowboy.
Where did you put the hat? Because you crushed the hat. You crushed the hat.
Hat crusher.
You put the hat under. So look at the hat. The hat's ruined.
Now you've ruined it.
But it was worn by Mike O'Mara.
That's right.
It was. You need to have that hat reblocked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
This hat's valueless.
It's fine.
Right now.
It's fine.
Or is it priceless?
I say
$2.
Okay, $2. You
it
know
just
what?
Went up.
Mike, the thing is
oh,
you
this
look
not the price.
You
this
look so good in a cowboy hat anyway.
I don't know what happened to this hat. Seriously, what happened to the hat?
I don't know. It was from last year.
Okay, here you go.
You want to wear it?
No.
You look good in it.
Thank you.
Everybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
A cowboy hat does look great, but a really crooked cowboy hat with the brim messed up, that looks really
good. Will your audio vault keep till Monday?
Absolutely not. It's so great.
All right, that means yes. We'll take a break. When we come back...
I hear he has a music list, Mike.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? Wow. That was...
What a
he
burn.
Is ramped up. Rob's cheeks are getting flushed. Carla, we're taking a break, and we're going to come back, and then we will continue the
more
pricing
items.
Game, and we'll be back with Rob Spiewak's cheeks right after this.
You know what's killing me?
Weird show today.
It is.
I think it's my fault.
I do have a music list today.
No,
I do.
See?
But I tried to on Fridays. I didn't know it was a problem for the Hebrew.
We'll cover that off here. Anyway, this next segment is brought to you by iConfidential.com. $1 million coverage and the most security that you can get. Just same security as your bank. Mm-hmm. iConfidential. You can. We had term paper stuff that was used by one of these guys. You use your passport numbers, your driver's license. You scan everything. You put it on iConfidential.
Keep it up there.
It keeps it safe. You can organize, you can access, you can share your files, pictures, music, and do it anywhere. This will eventually replace really carrying around your wallet.
And
I really do believe this.
And everything
you're going to have everything in your cell phone, and that's how it's going to work. Use the code TMOS to get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. Store files and grab them anywhere. 40 gig of organized storage. Now have all of your important stuff available on demand with iConfidential. Mm-hmm. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website. Roddick just grabbed me up. That is
it's a music list.
Funny.
Rob. So you don't like
I'm
him.
Not even looking at Rob. What are you looking at me? He's the one that said it.
Yeah. I know.
He's the one that said it.
But I get the impression you don't like them.
I think we've had a lot of them lately. We've had a lot of them, and I don't love them all the time.
Okay.
I don't love that. But I don't. This is not for on air. This is not for
no,
on
it's,
air.
No, it's fine.
See, you bring it up, and you know that I'm going to get the crap for it.
Yep.
You know that I'm going to get the crap for it.
Slippery. No, I'll get it, too.
Slippery,
don't worry.
Crafty.
It's about finding that balance. It'll
yes,
be fine.
Absolutely.
I lost my balance.
All right. Let me see. All right. We have a letter that I will share with everybody before we get back to the pricing here. It says,
please.
Hi, guys. I have no idea who this is going to be read by, but I just donated $25 for your big road trip.
Hey.
I asked for nothing in return but one thing.
Oh.
Well, then you do ask for something.
Yeah.
I want you guys to jump the O'Mara bus over a cop car blockade in the Dukes of Hazzard style.
Oh, sure.
We can do that.
That's
as soon
it.
As we get the insurance worked out.
Yeah. Says, that's all I ask for my little donation and maybe for RJ to pull high-speed turns while Mike or Rob are using the crapper. Have a great trip, fellas. That comes from Ryan Walton, and we appreciate
it. Is there going to be a rule about the crapper?
Oh, you bet your ass.
Yeah.
I think, and I mean you bet your ass.
Yeah.
I believe that, I'm not an experienced RV person, but I know that these RVs have to be
empty.
I believe bathroom breaks will be in order.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though we're in an RV.
Yeah. Let's keep that.
I would say unless it's an emergency.
Right.
No bathroom use on the RV.
I think maybe number one is okay.
Yes. I would say avoid it if you can.
Well,
we're all young. Man, well,
there's no way we're going to be able to
peeing,
avoid that.
Peeing is okay.
Peeing is
trust
okay.
me, there's no RV, way I we're going to be able to avoid
then no
that.
Asparagus.
No right. asparagus.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
But I think we stop just like you would stop with a regular car if somebody has to use the you know,
if
take
you have
a
to
growler.
Take right. a smash.
Exactly. All right, let's get back
what's
to
the next item up for bids, Mike?
Next item up for bids on the pricing game. Oh, what's
it's
this?
It's a bag.
Oh, it's like a, camping or a picnic set.
That's a lovely picnic set. Where do we get that, Carla?
None of your business.
None of your business.
Great for a road trip.
Got to say none of your business.
None of your business.
It looks like service for four, a picnic outfit. I would say since it's new, plastic still on the flatware, I'd say you could get $15 for that.
Sweetness.
Hmm. $15.
Yeah.
About this?
Ah, the quick nap pillow.
It's not. It's just the packaging.
Is it new?
Yes.
And it's from Brookstone?
Yes.
That name has a certain cachet, Mike.
It certainly does, Rob. What do you think about that item?
I like it that it's new in package, and you can prove that it's never been used as there's no head stain on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that is a $12 pillow, but be ready to take 10.
Very good. $12.
Now, next we have the chair.
Yes. Now, this is one of your big ticket items.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to get it in here because of the proximity to the printer.
We're
going to
get you the chair.
I had a chance to look at it yesterday. This is a very classic styled, overstuffed office chair.
Leather.
Essentially a task chair in green leather.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice...
I like task chair.
Casters.
Yeah, it is on casters. It also has wonderful nail head work all around it. Mm-hmm. This is not a cheap
a
chair.
A wooden base.
I would say this, you have a lot of room to go on either side on this.
Okay.
But I think it'll go early.
All right.
And I think you can get $120 for that.
Whoa.
$120 it is.
Yeah. Real leather.
I know. Yeah.
I think that's real.
$120? I think that's valid.
And you know what? I think you're going to, don't budge on it early.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that people will come back for later in the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're going to see it and they're going to say, $100? You say, no. Later on in the day, if you want to move it, then go to 100. But
right.
Hold on to it for a couple
That's
hours.
That's the strategy.
I think someone's going to pay 120.
120.
I do think someone will pay that.
120, and we should price it at 120.
I think you should price it at 120 and don't budge on it for a couple hours. I think it's a great item.
All right, very good. 120 it is. And
of
I think
course,
it's a good item, too. It's held up. It's amazingly in great shape. I've used that for a number of years.
The sad thing is after it sells, you're not going to have a place to sit outside.
I know. All right, now where's the cover for that, Carla? Oh, it's over there? Okay.
Yeah, it has a cover.
Brand new propane heater, and we priced this early.
Slightly used.
Like new.
Gently. Mm-hmm.
Like new. Gently used.
Did we not price it earlier in the week at $40?
$40 sounds good.
I think 40, yeah. And you know what? With the cold weather coming in, that's going to get you a few more bucks.
That's
people
true.
Would never buy that in warm weather.
Absolutely.
You might want to have it on during the sale, in fact.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah, if it's cool.
But it lasts a short time. That's why we're selling it.
25 minutes.
It really does. That's the reason we're selling it, because it goes so quickly.
It's $2.98 at Home Depot.
It's $2.98 at Home Depot?
$2.98.
Oh, to fill the thing.
Oh, the propane. Very good.
But really, what you wanted to say is it lasts so long,
mm-hmm.
you have no use for it.
It lasts so long, it'll make you sweat.
That's right. Everybody dance now.
Right. How are we doing, Carla? How many more items do we have here?
Thousands.
How many? What do we have here?
What is this? Is that like a luggage?
Okay, don't take it out of its plastic, because that means it's still new.
Uh-huh.
Rolling suitcase?
Yes.
Does it expand, or is it that small? You know what it is? That's essentially what kids are using for backpacks nowadays.
I was just going to say that.
Because the books are too heavy.
An overnight
Where did that
case.
Come from? God, I got stuff in this house. I don't even know where it came from.
You're going to find a parent that wants that for that child, and you're going to find a parent that will pay $15 for that.
$15 on that one, Carla.
We have a tote bag that's brand new.
Nice.
You know what?
Throw that
bag.
In.
You should bundle that with the book bag there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I
still
like
15.
Bundle. Bundle is definitely, you've gotten that from Pickers. Definitely.
Yeah, and you know
bundling.
What? I hate those guys.
Bundle it, baby. Bundle it.
When I saw the oil can, I knew I had to have it.
I had to have it.
What do we got here? What's coming? I like the small packages.
Nice.
Well.
Very exciting. It's a condom, Bob.
And I'm your guy.
What are those? Are those headphones? I might have to.
What is this?
Carla isn't sure what
it's
this
a cell phone.
Is.
No.
What the hell is it?
Maybe
is
it's, it, is it a timer?
An MP3
or?
Player?
It's an ice cream sandwich.
Is it a pedometer?
MP3
player.
MP3 player.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah, brand new.
Kind of generic.
Hmm. Does it have a brand name?
Is it Driver?
Is it Brookstone? Carla, we have an hour show.
Hey.
Carla. All right, what do you think, Rob?
She's not finding a brand.
With no brand, $5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cheap. They're giveaway.
$5. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, you might have gotten it as a giveaway.
Yeah, I think so.
What if he bundled
half the stuff in this yard sale?
What if he bundles that MP3 player with that clock, that one that you put the iPod in?
If it fits. If it might not fit, because if it's not
yeah,
an
Yeah,
I'd
keep those
player.
Two away
yeah.
Portions
from each other.
Not affecting the outcome have been edited.
All right, what do we have? What's next? Another
next item
electronic.
Up for bids. Telescope. Is it a video recorder?
Yes.
Portable video recorder.
Is it
recorder.
Digital? Do we know? Is it digital? Or?
It would have
gotta
to be.
Be. Yeah,
you have to
be.
Use your
it's
fingers, yes.
Yeah. I would say
very
bundle
little.
That with the MP3 player. And
Where'd
them
that come from?
$10.
Is that a webcam? Not a webcam, is it?
She'll
I don't know where these things, she'll tell me later. Damn it, I hate that. I don't know where this stuff came
if
from.
I'd say
five for that, or you could bundle 2 for $10, that with the MP3
I want to take it on the RV.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you'd be pleased with the quality.
See, I'm a hoarder. I hate to get rid of anything, especially if I do. All right, moving right along.
You're a very peculiar.
You finally admit it, Mike. You are a hoarder.
I am a hoarder.
You're a peculiar hoarder because you don't know what you have,
right.
But you don't want to get rid of it.
Exactly. All right, these look like coffee cups.
Thermal mug.
A set of 3 thermal coffee mugs.
Oh, that's cool.
And right. What do they say on them?
Just environmental.
Environmental stuff, she says.
Environmental stuff wrapped in plastic bubble wrap.
Packed in a box.
I'd say three for $5 on those.
I'll take
three
it.
For $5.
Come
I'll
on,
take
make
them. I'll take them.
You'll take them?
Sold. Yeah.
All right, make it $10.
No.
$15.
All right.
Thank you.
No.
We're still waiting for Oscar's
$7. I wish Oscar was here because we'd make more money.
We would, actually. That's true.
Oscar very would have generous. Bought that propane heater and turned it on.
I can either give you three or I need change for a 20.
Or he could buy four more items.
Give him to him for three.
Okay.
There you go.
He's so ironic.
Enjoy. He likes his coffee.
Thank
Mark,
you.
Mark,
got time for a couple more items there, Carla.
Mark, you have a $5 bill in your wallet. No, I'm kidding.
And incidentally, you guys, dibs on anything on your way out.
Right. I'm definitely going to check out your sport jacket.
Very good.
And now
$20 each.
Checks in the mail.
All right. What do we got coming
now
up now?
The final couple of items.
Jesus, I'm getting bored with this, and this directly impacts me.
Mark is going to go home and fill all those commuter cups with coins.
It's a brand new wallet.
It's a brand new wallet.
Is it of any consequence? Any brand name? Is it good? Swiss Gear. I've not heard of it. Toss it here.
That was a wallet I bought. That was a wallet that I bought in, and it was Swiss Gear. I think I got it at Target.
No, we got it at Nordstrom Rack.
Nordstrom's Rack.
I got it at Target. I got it at Target, and right after that, Carla gave me a wallet for my birthday.
This is a nice wallet.
It is a nice wallet.
I'd say $8 on this wallet.
$8 for that. All right, very good.
I'd be shocked if that goes for $8.
It would if you put $4 in it.
You interested in a new wallet?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Not for $8.
Well, you don't think this would go for $8?
$4. It'll go for $4.
That'll retail for like $50. That's the thing. That's a good wallet.
But it's,
probably
it's,
less than that.
But at
it's
a yard
not packaged.
Sale.
It's at a yard sale. There it goes.
I bet you have a nice plastic box for it.
Massagers. They work.
Oh, little massagers.
Yeah,
would you like to demonstrate those on me?
Okay, let you calm down.
Right. She's just raised the value of them.
Right. How much for the dueling massagers?
His and hers.
Right.
$3 each, 2 for $10.
Oh, one's pink, one's blue.
You look scared, Rob.
No. $3 I was scared to tell. I was scared to tell that joke.
What do you sell both of them for? Seriously.
I would say the pair of them,
$8. $8.
Because again, it has the certain. Even if they're brand new in Windex,
yes, it's like
they're someone else's massagers.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have a little.
And there
basket.
We have a marital aid.
Yeah. What is that?
For cooking ears of corn on your grill, and it comes with the.
Or to spank your husband.
It comes with the holders, the corn cob holders as well.
I'd say that's a $3 item.
Okay. Now, how about shoes and stuff like that?
I am so out of the loop. Yeah, I'm out of the loop on it. I don't know. You know what I would do? I would look on eBay and see what the stuff draws before shipping and use that as your guide. Something in that neighborhood. Yeah. I don't know shoes.
When in doubt.
I bought shoes once, 2 years ago. So
I got to ask you, is that it pretty much?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh, what
about
the pogo stick?
Oh, the pogo stick. Yeah. Oh.
I was hoping for a demo.
Price.
Oh, that's right. Are you interested in the pogo stick?
Not today because I'm mad at my kids.
I want to try it out.
Yes, wouldn't it be great if Robert and Brunchy used pogo stick?
it's
digital.
Absolutely untouched.
And
is.
It would take, I think, some of the my dad bought Robert a skateboard, a beautiful skateboard.
This is not like the old analog pogo sticks.
Hey, Mark, you want to get on?
No.
Come on.
I'll fall down. What, you mean the pogo stick?
Hey!
Sorry. That was way too much.
Sorry.
Show us how it works, Carla.
Damn funny, though.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey! Oh.
All right, very good. Now, what do you price this pogo stick?
It's brand new, never used.
Digital.
I would say that is a $25 pogo stick.
$25. Right. Very good. Take it to the bank. That's it. That's all we have to.
By the way,
yes.
It has an electric counter, so it lets you know how.
I said that the other day. Yes, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the entire weekend.
$18.
Oh.
Anyway,
I feel for you.
Looking forward to it.
Have you bought charcoal for your grill yet?
I was. That's the next thing. Before we wrap this up, I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
I'm moving away from the idea of cooking hot dogs for
everybody. It's a bad idea, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
It's found money.
Wasn't
and it's
that your idea?
Yeah.
No, he's saying it's a bad idea to give up on the
charcoal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bad
okay.
idea to give
okay.
up on
okay.
it. Right?
But also, Carla had come up with the idea independent of me.
Right, okay.
It's found money, and it's something to do. Keep you busy. And also,
well,
people want to see.
Drinking.
People, well, yeah, but still, how much can you drink before you start giving things away? People are going to see and smell the hot dogs.
Right.
It's going to make them want to be there.
And instead of charcoal, use some of this stuff.
Burn the massagers, Mike.
All right, I'll bring, it'll be fun for me. I'll
okay,
enjoy
that's
it.
What you're in charge
and
of.
And
I'll do it tomorrow
it gives
morning.
You a job that, you
right.
can just be stationary.
Right,
and,
you
got to
be there anyway.
I like that.
And
you
we'll
love
do
to
that.
Cook.
We'll do that. I promise
go
you
get
we'll
a big pack of hot dogs at the Costco and sell them for
that's
$8
right.
each.
Yeah, Costco.
How much should I sell the hot
dog?
A dollar each, right?
I would say.
It depends on what you pay for them. If you get cheap hot dogs, you could probably go $2 if they're like the big Costco hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah. But $1 is a good thing to screw for. You remember, you got to cover the cost of the rolls, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but we have to go to Costco. They, the mustard. You know,
$2 each. That's a, who gets a hot dog for $2?
The $2 is perfect.
Relish and,
what's that?
Oh, I'm just saying, no. You know, you want to cover relish and mustard and
napkins. No, we're not going to do that.
Should we have a condiment table set up, too?
You can get a 3-pack from Heinz at Costco that's ketchup, mustard, and squirt relish.
Just grab some of those envelopes.
Okay, it's done. I'm going to make the hot dogs.
Attaboy, and you'll be pleased you did.
Nice.
Good job.
Donuts for your morning crew.
Donuts
didn't work last year.
I thought donuts sold
away.
Out.
Donuts did not work. They sold, but I ended up giving them away.
Oh.
Yep, don't want to do that. Right. We'll fire up the grill.
We even had hot apple cider.
Yeah, and that didn't work either.
That didn't work.
So it's going to be hot dogs.
Yeah.
Should we have a bin of sodas?
No.
How about bisque?
Okay, thank you very much. Carla, thank you, darling. Looking forward to the weekend. We'll take a break and come back with Buzz.
It's a D, Melanie.
We will. We'll come back with the news. You want to sit in for the last part of the show? She likes being here. She always has that look on her face. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get right to it. Buzz and the news.
The news.
Take it away, Buzz.
Thanks, Mike. Brought to you today by Colgan Power Sports, one of our new sponsors. Colgan Power Sports is your pro Yamaha dealer with at or below invoice deals on all motorcycles and ATVs. Colgan also features parts and service on all makes and models, plus free pickup and delivery on any service job. In fact, mention TMOS and get 20% off on all parts and accessories, including Mike's sunglasses.
Yay.
Colgan Power Sports is open Tuesday through Saturday, but you can shop their showroom anytime at ColganPowerSports.com. You'll find their Manassas address, phone number, and email there, too, ColganPowerSports.com. Since we have some extra time today, I thought I would mention a couple of TV things. Dexter starts this weekend on Showtime. Hung returns to HBO in a new series on HBO, How to Make It in America, you may want to check out. Don't know if it'll be any good or not. And The X Factor, the ratings were even lower in its second week than they were in its first week. The show is fading fast.
Rob, you still digging it? I don't know. I might be with Buzz on this. I watched it. I watched it like rapidly before the show today, TiVo'd. And,
I still like it.
I don't know.
What were my comments when I first saw it? You asked me, too, what I thought of it.
What did you think?
I did not like it.
Well, now, why don't you like, and you liked American Idol?
I don't like that guy's voice, the announcer, the guy that...
Doesn't like the announcer?
Oh, British
That's
secret.
Interesting,
yes,
a little factor.
I can't stand him.
Mm-hmm. But there's very little of him. Now, he might be a good factor as to hate the show later on, but right now he's just doing the raps.
Just really
I don't know.
Nerves.
I'm still on board. I
well,
like it.
We'll see what happens because the ratings are definitely tanking on it.
And here's the news. Your bank may be about to charge you $60 a month just for using your debit card to buy stuff.
Ronick First
your
National Bank.
What is the dog? Why is the dog going
Maybe
back?
There are interns that have arrived.
Are there interns? Frankie, shut up!
Also, the dog's bank with Bank of America, and they're very upset.
It is Bank of America.
The
country's biggest bank, thanks to your bailout of it. A is the first to start charging $5 a month to use your debit card for purchases. Chase and Wells Fargo are about to follow suit, and other smaller banks have already begun. The reason for the new fee, banks are trying to make up for the new limits on what they can charge merchants for accepting your debit card, but banks have also started to eliminate free checking. 65% of banks now charge you to have a checking account.
What did Wells Fargo used to be? It used to be something?
That's a great question because we got a million of them around here.
Everywhere.
They've always been big in California, and they have just overtaken Wachovia. So all of the Wachovia banks you used to see are now Wells Fargo, and that's why you're seeing them here
in the
east.
I think we have 10 of them in Leesburg. You can't walk 10 feet.
And they have replaced, it seems like every failed bank in Manassas has been replaced by a Wells Fargo bank. They're everywhere.
Did they replace El Banco?
That's how you know the economy is weak, Mike, is the building of all these new banks. That's how you can tell.
Don't you see, Mike? Potter's not selling. Potter's buying.
Banco Mexico.
And here's our third update this week about the struggle between the haves and the have-nots. Unions are starting to support those protesters on Wall Street. The New York City Transit Workers Unions joined the protest, demanding changes in U.S. social and economic policy. The NYC Transit Union is the biggest branch of their national union, representing over 60,000 New Yorkers. 1,000 unionized nurses had already joined the protest, which has been underway for nearly 2 weeks now. Occupy Wall Street, as it's called, wants these policies to shift their favor away from the rich and more toward the middle class.
Eat the rich, Buzz.
They have specific proposals, including a 50-cent surcharge on every trade on Wall Street, which they say would add up to $350 billion a year for the economy. The protesters say it's time for Wall Street to bail out Main Street. And while we're drawing up sides, a new poll shows half of us think the president treats haves and have-nots about the same, but think Republicans help the haves more. The Washington Post Pew Research poll shows 47% of us think Republicans in Congress favor the haves more. And here's your Chris Christie update. He might be
Christie.
He might be running, but it's hard to tell. The latest has a source close to him saying that he's taking a hard look at running for president now, something that would please both Republicans and comedians. In truth, Christie poses a very real threat to the re-election of Barack Obama, being the only candidate at the moment who beats the president in the polls. Christie's running out of time to decide. He'll have to file by October 31st if he wants in on the all-important Florida primary.
RJ, my replay number six seems to be powerless, and I'm curious about that.
It looks like the cord might be out of the
back. Oh, the cord is out in the
back?
Somebody
kicked out applause.
Is there any truth to the rumor I heard that Chris Christie is going to run under the sweet tea party?
he's remember, he's a hush puppy.
He's gotten encouragement from both Republican moderates and Nancy Reagan, which he says meant a lot to him. Our road trip to Iowa comes just in time for a few stops in Ohio, and as of today, you can now carry a concealed weapon into a bar, restaurant, hotel, shopping mall, museum, or nightclub in Ohio if it's properly licensed,
of
course.
You guys can't go to Ohio.
No, I can't wait. I'm bringing a gun to the museum.
Cleveland rocks, baby.
That's right. Oh, we could take a gun to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's a museum. I can go and shoot a picture of Rick James.
I'm not stopping in Lorraine without one.
Get the license for it.
There are other restrictions. You cannot drink if you're carrying, and you cannot bring your gun into a bar or whatever if the management of that facility prohibits it.
Now, are those rules or just guidelines?
they're rules.
Okay.
I think that guidelines. Rule exists in Virginia.
There are a number of states, actually. Yeah. I mean,
in Virginia, I think you can, with a carry permit, you can come in, but I'm not sure whether it's you can carry it into a bar. I'm not sure.
And in New Jersey, it's allowed now. The governor's allowed to eat a gun.
A chocolate gun.
And now, in Florida, you can just shoot anybody. Mm-hmm. And finally, soldiers at Fort Sill. This is our final set of stories for today, and for the week, for that matter. Soldiers at Fort Sill in Oklahoma have been ordered to stay out of the Oklahoma City head shops. The real purpose of this order is to keep soldiers from ingesting a harmful synthetic marijuana, often sold as herbal incense, but it also keeps the troops away from the papers, pipes, and bongs. And perhaps you've heard the expression, cops get the best weed? Three Houston cops are being investigated for apparently using confiscated pot brownies while working the night shift. Their fun apparently started around 11 p.m., which was about an hour after they busted a young man for possession.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Internal Affairs now has messages exchanged by the cops on their computers, including the phrases, "So high." And good munchies. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Thanks, everybody. Happy birthday, Robert III. And
happy
Buzz,
birthday.
I'm still like you, trying to get the report, but several sources, according to several reports, the Sox skipper will part ways with the Red Sox today, Terry Francona. If that is the case, I want to say thank you to Terry Francona, who's been a great manager for the Boston Red Sox. And you know what? These guys are not easy to get, and I fear
maybe
for my.
Maybe we can have that Billy, what's his name from the that movie we just watched?
Moneyball.
That's it, Billy. What?
Billy from
it
Moneyball.
It might be that chair, Mike. When I'm there too, you know. Sometimes.
Okay.
As I was saying,
as I'm trying to wrap up the show here, Terry Francona might be leaving, and if he is, good luck to him in the future. And that's it. Our show today was brought to you by Michael Marischow's Amazon page. Bookmark it and tell your friends that Amazon has the Garmin GPS that's compatible with the voices of the Michael Marischow. Remember, when you think Amazon, think MichaelMarischow.com/Amazon. That's it for Carla and everybody else that's here. I want to say so long, everybody.
Happy Friday,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Giddy.
Being my friend, I said you called Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can, Dr. Robert. If you're down, he'll pick you up, Dr.
special cup, Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert. He's a man you must believe, helping anyone in need. No one can succeed like Dr. Robert. Well, 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 you're feeling fine. Well, 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 we'll make you Dr. Robert. My friend works for the National Health, Dr. Robert. You'll pay money just to see yourself with Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert, you're a new